Fridays at 10:10 to Ranger skipper Buck Showalter talk baseball with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment, Dave & Buster's, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Ah, yes, the time is 4:11. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out here at Dave & Buster's in Stonebriar Mall. The Mavericks pep rally is well underway. We have Mavericks dancers out here. We have the Mavericks street team out here. We have all manner of things Mavericks out here. We also have Mavericks tickets, playoff tickets to give away. So perhaps you might be able to score a couple of those, but I do believe you must be present to win. We're sorry about that. So make your way out to Stonebriar Mall here at Dave & Buster's and hang out with us, and let's get our heads right with playoff basketball here. Time to stop down now for a little bit of... This is brought to you by Busch Beer and the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who is wondering what he can and can't say and how he can and can't say it. Here's Cobra.
You catching my drift, Snake?
Thank you. Mike, you may be interested in this story. I was interested because I can't believe this actually happened to someone of this caliber, but Ryan Seacrest was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what that means, don't you?
He paid for it.
That means he's got 15 grand to spare.
Well, he said that they asked him.
Yeah, they do ask you. They ask
everybody.
A lot of people.
They ask everybody?
Sure. And when you say, yeah, I'd love to have one, they'd go, okay, well, it's 15 grand.
Hey, they've asked me.
You just don't have the money.
What has he done? For 2 years, he's hosted a television show. And that deserves Walk of Fame material? I thought this was supposed to be reserved for, like, Bob Hope and Greta Garbo and
it was
Tom Cruise. And
it was until they
Paula
turned it into
Kahumbu,
a
right.
and Paula money-making
Kahumbu.
Venture for the city of Hollywood.
So any idiot can get on there.
As long as he's got 15 grand.
There are all kinds of idiots on there.
I know.
Ryan Seacrest is far from the biggest idiot on there.
Well, who else is on there that you know of that's a bigger idiot?
Jim Gray.
Yeah.
Does he have a star?
Yeah, yes.
I would say he's a bigger idiot than Ryan Seacrest, though. Because make no mistake, Ryan Seacrest is an idiot. Anybody connected with that show is an idiot, pretty much.
Boy, you've done a 180 on it.
Except for Simon and Randy Jackson. He's not. He's
annoying. And Paula.
Okay, okay,
and Ryan Seacrest.
Paula Abdul and Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, well, that's two of four. That's
you don't
half
like,
of it.
You don't like Paula?
No.
Why?
Because she's a whore.
God.
Wow.
Can you say that?
Mike Reiner.
Well, they were all there. All the.
Were you there when we saw her at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, she's a little midget, isn't she? I never knew she was so short.
Yeah, let me tell you something. She's got fat legs.
God.
And you sure you can say that? Fat legs?
And I'll tell you something else she's got.
I want to dump that, Corby.
Don't.
I think she's got a realized mustache. I mean, I was as close to her as me and you right now. And I detected mustache.
Possible.
No, I'm telling you, it was there.
Well, I'm not shocked by that. But Ryan Seacrest is an idiot. You know what he is? He's a disc jockey.
Yeah, he is a disc
jockey. He's a Los Angeles disc jockey.
And he's a morning guy. Waking up with me, Ryan Seacrest, in the morning with a cup of joe.
Does he still do a radio show?
I don't know, but a Los Angeles disc jockey is the lowest form of radio life.
He does? He still does that?
He's a 15-year radio veteran. He says, I remember this morning at 3:30 a.m. on my way to do the morning show, and I thought, one person is going to show up today for this thing.
Because I bet they're paying him a lot of money for that American Idol.
Well, there's no question.
How old is that little punk?
30. You shouldn't be 30 and get a Hollywood Walk of Fame thing.
You should have to be in your 40s or 50s before they even consider you.
That should be something that happens to you when you're in the twilight of your career.
Yeah, I agree. That like you have trouble getting on your hands and knees to press out your handprints.
Right.
Mike
Reiner. That should be something for your golden years.
See, right. The bad thing about this is that in another 10 years, somebody's going to be walking and they're going to say, Ryan, who is he?
Right.
He's going to be so forgotten.
Totally. Well, the writer and director of Napoleon Dynamite has picked his next project, and it will star Jack Black.
And will probably fail.
I don't think so.
Here's the story.
You know, when's the last time anybody had one of those just come out of nowhere, cult hits, and then they try to duplicate it, and it fails miserably?
Well, he's not doing Napoleon Dynamite 2.
Blair Witch Project?
Grego, they're not trying
I'm talking about whether they do anything. I mean, you have somebody that hits on something, then they give them another project and throw a lot of money at them,
mm-hmm.
and it usually doesn't work.
Like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, or Kevin Smith, or
mm-hmm. you know, Spike Lee. Yeah.
That's a couple that I was thinking of. Greg.
That did one movie and just, that's it?
Well, some of them did no movies.
Or maybe like, you know, who would think that George Lucas would be, I mean, that stupid space movie.
You know what?
Yeah. Greg, everybody has that one moment
in
film.
Let me apologize for interrupting you, but I did.
No, everybody has their first film is what I'm saying.
Right.
And not everybody goes in the tank after it.
I'll think of one here in a minute.
Okay. Well, anyway, the story, it's inspired by a true story. This is a really funny storyline. It'll star Jack Black as a Mexican priest who lives in...
Well, I see one problem right off the bat.
He's not a priest.
Did you hear that laugh?
It'll star Black as a Mexican priest who lives a double life as a masked wrestler to raise funds for an orphanage in financial need.
Come in.
I know, but it stars Jack Black, and so I'm going to watch it. And by the way, has anyone seen Envy?
No.
I heard that was terrible.
I watched
straight
that.
Straight to cable?
Yeah, straight to video. Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's awful, but there's some funny moments in there.
And that
Barry Levinson directed that.
That's the show where
see how that could possibly be bad. But they say it is.
Yeah, Ben Stiller. It was one of his 50 movies he did that year. He invented vaporizer.
And you spray it on
the
dog poo-poo
it goes
disappears.
Away. Great invention.
I need to get some of that.
It's not real.
Oh.
But it says
is not to be poo-pooed.
They're going to start working on this film soon after...
Be careful, Justin.
Black finishes shooting the highly anticipated film Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny.
Yes.
So they're going to start filming that next month. So it should be out maybe Christmas or something like that.
Of next year.
Well, he will never top what he did in Orange County.
Orange County?
Yeah.
School of Rock was better than that.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No,
so
it might have been a better movie, but he was better in that than he was in School of Rock.
Wasn't he that burnout in Orange County?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, he's pretty much the same character in everything he does.
He's limited.
No, he's not either. Not totally. Not like this. This was different from the School of Rock.
Well, he's certainly not.
The scene at the house when the people from Stanford show up to interview the kid,
mm-hmm.
and the mother, the great Catherine O'Hara,
mm-hmm.
is all drunk and loaded and everything, is 8 minutes of totally hilarious, chaotic stuff.
Well, Jack Black is certainly not on par with this actress. It is 4:20 on the ticket. Today.
And now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update, satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki.
I do not.
Now here's your host, Snake.
Thank you.
Not. I'll make a deal with you.
Thank
Instead
you.
Of doing whatever we're about to do, how about we replay the hit song, Daddy?
No.
Or we can replay the Devin Harris interview.
It lasts about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Mike, of course, is trying to live that Lester Burnham dream of bagging a 19-year-old, and so he has set his sights on Paris, in case you're just tuning in for the first time.
No, I am not. I could care less about bagging a 19-year-old.
That could be worked with.
And even worse, even less about her.
Okay. All right. Well, she had this to say about Nicole Richie.
Wow.
She says, it's no big secret. Nicole and I are no longer friends. I'm not going to go into details of what happened. All I will say is that Nicole knows exactly what she did, and that's all I'm ever going to say about it.
In other words, Nicole slept with one of her boyfriends.
Right.
And which means the details of this, after she says that's all she's ever going to say about it, the details will be out 2 days from now.
There's no question that Nicole's going to reply with something like, oh, is she talking about this? Because that was nothing. And then Paris is going to come back with something else. So that means we'll have this story tomorrow.
Monday.
Hopefully Tuesday. Drag over to Tuesday.
I'm sure we could make it to Friday.
Probably so.
We'll hear this a lot.
It's good. It's good.
That'll make Mike happy.
It should. It should. It's a big story.
I could care less.
I hate her.
Wow.
Rumors are out there that Ben Affleck has proposed to Jennifer Garner.
Might as well. He proposes to everybody.
I'm telling you, man,
he's got to get married-itis.
He is really, really struggling with his career right now. Not that he ever has to work again, because I'm sure he's made enough money to where he's set financially forever. But
yeah, Wesley Snipes thought the same thing.
That's true.
But now he's endorsing Passenger 57 malt liquor.
I don't understand that. Does anybody?
Just let him go with it.
He's rolling?
Yeah.
You just don't want to go down as Geely being the film that everyone remembers. They'll remember that
Geely is the new Ishtar. That's the new Ishtar.
They'll remember that over Good Will Hunting.
Is that how you pronounce that? Geely? I thought it was Jiggly.
It might be.
I thought it was Giggly.
It may be Giggly.
Giggly.
Both the publicists. Grego giggling. Both publicists for each of the stars are denying this, of course, but...
Which means it'll be true tomorrow.
He bought a 4.5-carat ring from Harry Winston.
Big Harry Winston. Well, I bet that cost him $20,000.
A little more than 20.
4.5 carats? I bet you that cost about...
30, probably.
Harry Winston?
I bet you that's 50 to 100.
Yeah.
Should have gone to the diamond doctor.
Yep. Guarantee the diamond doctor, whatever he paid for it, the diamond doctor could have got him a better diamond at a better price.
You're damn right, Greg. You're damn
he
right.
Diamonds.
From Big Harry Winston?
Yeah, the diamond doctor's better than Harry Winston.
Who is Harry Winston?
He's some fake jeweler.
Jeweler? I think it's jeweler.
Jeweler? No, you can be a jeweler, can't you?
Call the diamond doctor.
I live in Hearst, Bedford, and Jewless.
Yeah, call the diamond doctor. He'll take care of you. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's right, Greg. He certainly will.
He had some diamonds.
Mike, do you realize that this Saturday on VH1, you can catch Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen doing a VH1 storyteller episode that just was taped last month. And they say he plays everything and tells stories about everything. They say it's really, really good. It was recorded at the Two River Theater near Springsteen's New Jersey home. It's a venue with just 9 rows of seats. Think that was a hot ticket?
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Like, what time is it going to be on?
9 o'clock.
When?
Saturday night.
Sweet.
They say it's him, his guitar, his piano, his harmonica. And by the way,
I'm worried about catching him at Nookie Alive next week.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
Why?
Is it sold out?
Yeah, it's sold out.
Well, I don't know.
Well, look it up.
Bang! Okay. And now for an American Idol update, here's Mike.
Wow. All I can tell you about it is that Ryan Seacrest is a douche, and they kicked Anwar off last night.
Oh, no. Yeah. Why?
Because he's got nothing.
Really?
Just like everyone on there.
Is that Bo Bice going to win?
He seemed to pick himself up a little bit.
Is that the guy last that looks like the lead singer of Creed?
Yeah, last night was a good night for him.
Is the fat guy still in it?
Yeah, the fat guy is still on.
But see, they let a fat guy win it a couple years ago. So they've already satisfied that category.
But are they going to let a fat white guy who looks like Dick Hicks win it?
No, that's what I'm saying. They've already had the fat guy win.
They got a guy that looks like Dick Hicks on there?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of TV, is the reason you didn't watch The Shield the other night is to watch Idol? Is that why you miss The Shield in its real time every Tuesday?
No.
Oh, Mike.
Don't lie.
No.
Why do you miss it every week? And we're not allowed to talk about it. What's going on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, dear. We can never talk about The Shield in the meetings.
Yeah, what are you doing at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays?
You have band practice.
Yep.
On Tuesdays?
Yep.
I thought that was Wednesday.
It's been changed.
You really need to change, get a hold of your scene. These guys are...
Because that Shield is getting good.
My scene's in hand.
Is it?
Yeah.
That band that your daughter calls the care home?
All right, it's time for Mike.
Hey,
go ahead,
can I promote one thing?
Sure.
That you had an E-News, I think last week you had it on. And I don't think any of us watched it, but it comes on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on the Learning Channel.
Oh, Sheer Dallas?
Sheer Dallas.
Did you catch it last week?
I caught a little bit of it, and everybody needs to watch it because it is sickening.
What is it?
Have you heard of it? Oh, you were gone, too.
Yeah.
Oh, we did this when both you guys were gone.
Well, talk to me.
It's this show. It's a reality show on the Learning Channel. And basically, it's an expose on the rich or wannabe rich of Dallas. And so they go down to, like, McKinney, not town, but street, and they pick out a couple people there. They got a couple people from Highland Park, and they focus on these two or three different families and their extravagant lifestyles. Once again, pigeonholing Dallas as buying diamonds by the ton and chasing cuties in our Cadillacs, you know?
I'm hearing that it is just sickening. It makes the city look horrible.
Yeah, I got a couple emails saying it is so embarrassing to be a member of the city after having watching that show.
Well, I don't think a city deals out memberships.
Well, that's true.
Well, which would you rather have, Greg Biffle with his six shooters and cowboy hat, or...
You know what? It's one or the other.
In the middle?
It's one or the other.
It really is.
Because, you know, it's like when Fox is showing the cowboy games. They either show a cow or a horse. Where the hell are they getting that from?
Parker County?
Yeah. I mean, they got to drive an hour and a half to get the shot of the horse or the cow. Or they're showing, like, that stuff in Los Colinas of the Mustangs. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, they show
like
that
we all have that in our backyard.
That's just B-roll.
They show South Fork, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Fort Stockyards.
Yeah, they do that.
Like that's someone's barn.
Aren't you guys all proud of that?
The Bull at Billy Bob's.
Why can't they? Yeah, the Bull. Why can't they just go show, I don't know.
Well, what do we have, really?
That's another thing.
The
Nothing.
Texas School Book Depository.
Why don't they show that?
They have, like, you... Kind of waving out the 6'4 window.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
And what's the big fat Italian guy that's on there now on Fox?
Tony Siragusa?
Yeah, I wonder if they have him riding in a convertible down Elm Street, kind of waving.
Well, y'all need to check
that out. With, like, Terry Bradshaw shooting a water gun at him and throwing big pastrami loaves at him and stuff.
Shut the TiVos. 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear it's awful.
And Larry Hagman... He's the host.
Shouldn't he be dead now?
Come on. Almost was.
Come on.
Shut up. Power down, Mike, real quick.
Make this.
Oh, is this the Silver Fox?
This is the Silver Fox. I don't think we've had him all week.
Let me unplug.
All right. The Neverland security guard testified that the accuser was barred from leaving the grounds of the Fantasyland Ranch, meaning that Jackson was holding him in captivity, trying to change what to go off and say. There was a message on a board in the Neverland security office that read, "This boy is not allowed off the property."
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the kids are not, they said the kids are not to leave. It was established that the kids were the accuser and his two siblings.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, it all sounds pretty bad until the defense gets a hold of him.
It's interesting, though. It's all very interesting.
It'll add up to nothing.
Why all these people would make up all this stuff. All these different people have that to grind with Michael Jackson.
Well, maybe they don't, but look what's happened to every single prosecution witness. That mother, her testimony is mush. I mean, none of them have any credibility. I mean, the case is already lost. I mean, the jury's just sitting there going, God, give it to us or we can acquit this guy and go home.
You're probably right. It's depressing.
Who called the Robert Blake thing?
You did.
Okay.
But you also called the,
Greg.
What's his fart? Phil Spector thing.
They can't even get that thing to trial.
Look out for that one.
Well, you told me the same thing on Robert Blake.
By the way, have you paid Greg his $50 yet, Kevin?
I waived it. He doesn't know
it. Double or nothing.
Oh, did you double or nothing, Phil Spector?
We did double or nothing.
Yeah, we're going double or nothing with Phil Spector. Hell, we may have to go triple or nothing with Michael Jackson after this.
Well, you're going to have to do Michael Jackson first and then Phil Spector.
Okay,
probably.
So we'll do it back to him.
Okay. All right, we got to go.
All right, very good. That's entertainment news. 4:32 here on The Ticket.